Thank you. vè se pou lè sè yo kaba yo la vi.
Jan ou wè nan yo pa konè mwen, jan ou wè nan yo pa konè mwen, jan ou wè nan yo pa konè mwen, jan ou wè nan yo pa konè mwen.
Jez Smith and a project he calls We All Break, featuring Sinan Dantour Rene at vocals there, and a piece entitled Here's the Light, taken from Path of Seven Colors, released on the Pyroclastic recording label early last year, featuring Matt Mitchell at the piano, Miguel Zenon at alto saxophone, Nick Dunstan at the bass, Daniel Breville at tanbu and vocals, along with fanfare Jean-Guy René also at tanbu and vocals, Marcus Schwartz joining them at tanbu and vocals, and Chet Smith, of course, at drums, percussion, and timpani. And he leads the project again, We All Break. Here's the Light was the piece we heard. Prior to that, from the new James Brandon Lewis Quartet outing, a release entitled Code of Being out on the Intact recording label, that was a piece entitled Every Atom Glows. Lewis at tenor saxophone, Aruan Ortiz at the piano, Brad Jones at the bass, and Chad Taylor at the drums. Prior to that, a trio that go by the name Survival Unit 3, and a new release from them, celebrating the drummer Art Fielder. The release is entitled The Art of Flight for Alvin Fielder, and it features Fred Longbird Holm at the cello, Joe McPhee at tenor saxophone and pocket trumpet also on the release, Michael Zarang at percussion, and we heard part four from The Art of Flight. Prior to that, from the album Two Blues for Cecil, that was Blues for Cecil number one. Enrico Rava at the flugelhorn, William Parker at the double bass, and Andrew Cyril at the drums. A new one just out on the Tum recording label. Prior to that, the trio is Artifacts with Nicole Mitchell at the flute, Temeca Reed at cello, and Mike Reed at drums and percussion. Song for Joseph Yarman was the piece we took from And Then There's This from Artifacts Trio, released on the Astral Spirits recording label. Prior to that, Henry Threadgill and his project Zooid, the mighty Zooid. Something from their most recent outing, a release entitled Poof, released on the Pi recording label. Threadgill, of course, at alto saxophone and flute and bass flute work as well. Liberty Elman was at the guitar. José de Villa at tuba and trombone. Christopher Hoffman at the cello. And Elliot Humberto Cavey at the drums. Happenstance was the piece we took from that. And we started everything off with some brand new music from Thomas Fujiwara and his triple-double. And something from the forthcoming release entitled March, soon to be released on the Pi recording label. Thomas Fujiwara leading and playing drums and vibraphone. Gerald Cleaver at the drums. Mary Halverson at guitar. Brandon Seabrook also at the guitar. Ralph Alessi at trumpet. And Taylor Hope Bynum at the cornet. This is Jazz Amok, coming to a close for this Friday morning right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. If you're looking for full details on the music played here in the program, you can go to jazzamuck.blogspot.ca. Keep it locked, 90.3 FM in Montreal. Butcher is in with his noon time cuts at noon. And some dynamic programming to get you till the noon time for sure. Keep it locked right here on the People's Power Station, CKUT. My name is John B. Once again, thank you for listening. And I do hope you can join me here back again next week for another edition of Jazz Amok. We're going to close it up with one last piece of music, Children of Flint, the opening piece to a trio outing from VJ Iyer, Linda Mayho and Tyshawn, released entitled Uneasy, released on ECM Recordings last year. And again, Children of Flint. Have a good week. Bye. Thank you.
Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
Shine with CKUT 90.3 FM.
Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
Following is a previously broadcast program.
Hello, and welcome to Signs of the Times on CKUT, a show trying to understand the uncharted cultural waters that we find ourselves in today. A little later in the show today, we'll be interviewing Marlene Hale of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. But before that, Elle and I are going to provide a little context. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Olive.
And my name is Elle. Today, we'll be talking about Wet'suwet'en and the pipeline.